Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Timeout with Eric Slaughter. 8:21 on Sunday as the skies are turning gray, as the sun is setting here in the ATL, and the sun has already set on the Braves out on the West Coast. I'm going to read a headline to you, Miles. You ready for this?
Let's go.
Braves drop finale to Dodgers for the first sweep of the season. And you can catch that headline on si.com/Braves Today. And that's where you will find the great content from my next guest, Lindsey Crosby. Follow him on the X at Crosby Baseball. Whenever I want to know or I want to get the inside scoop, if Grant McCauley's not available, Lindsey Crosby is my first call. Other than that, Lindsey, appreciate you joining me, man. How you been doing? It's been a minute. I hate to be that guy that only reaches out when I want something. And I texted Lindsey like, man, I know it's been a mile. I've been a minute, but I need you to come talk Braves with me. And he answered the call.
Listen, I am always down to come and tell people to climb off the ledge. Everything's going to be okay. The Atlanta Braves are going to be fine. I'm always available to do that.
Oh, and that's exactly what I need you to tell, first off, myself and the rest of Braves Nation, because a lot of us are starting to figure, you know, man, here we go again, because our regular season record against the Dodgers over the past 3-4 years has not been very good. What is it about that blue that they're just our kryptonite?
They're a team that lines up with Atlanta really well, because if you notice, when the Braves struggle with a team, for the most part, it's a team that can get one of the best pitchers or one of the best hitters and take advantage of a mistake that Atlanta makes. Look at this weekend series. Tyler Glasnow strikes out a ton of dudes on Saturday while Bryce Elder has a stumble. Shohei Ohtani hits 3 home runs over the weekend, taking advantage of Max Fried elevating a curveball. They're a team that you have to play almost perfect against to beat them because they're so good. You've done that. Look at the 2021 NLCS. Tyler Matzek has a perfect inning to shut them down. He didn't make a mistake. They weren't able to beat Atlanta. It's just when you play those really, really good teams, any mistakes are magnified. And then if you can't take advantage of theirs, which Atlanta hasn't been able to do in the last couple games, you end up dropping a series the way that you did to L.A.
Yes, indeed, as they lost all three after losing 2 out of 3 to the Seattle Mariners. So they have a 1-5 road trip now. You got that they're coming home. They get a day off tomorrow, which I'm glad I didn't realize that before the Red Sox show up at Truist Park on Tuesday night. If you are Brian Snicker, you know, what are you telling the guys? How are you keeping the locker room up? Because you said there's no need to panic. I know our guys aren't really swinging the bat well, but what can we look forward to in this upcoming Red Sox series?
Here's what's tough is you're not swinging the bat well as far as power production, home runs on the pace you were on last year, but this is still the second highest scoring offense in baseball this year. And you've actually scored more runs at this point in the season this year than you did at this point in the season last year. The issue has been you have run into some really good pitching and you've had a couple stumbles there. Bryce Elder had the entire outing with a stumble on Saturday. Max Fried had a stumble on Sunday. What Brian Sicker told us in the media, well, I think it was after Saturday's game, was you really just kind of have to keep doing what you've been doing. You saw this with Marcell Ozuna last year. Awful first month of the year, but he kept swinging. He kept getting hard hit balls, and they eventually started falling, and he turned his season around. It's the same inputs from Austin Riley, from Matt Olson, from Ronald Acuna Jr. They're hitting the ball hard. They're just not tapping me into fall. So Brian Sicker is going to tell them tomorrow, keep doing what you're doing. We're too good to be this bad all season. It's going to work out.
Way to put a positive spin on it. That's why I love talking to Lindsey Crosby. Make sure you follow him on the X at Crosby Baseball. So let's talk about what's going on in the arms. Now, you know, we're still dealing with the Spencer Strider fallout. You know, what a damper that puts on the season. We thought we could have maybe the best 1-2-3 in of all Major League Baseball. Max Fried so far has had a great year. And Chris Sale, you know, has really started to get going. He didn't get a win in the series either. But where do you think the arms are right now? Is there something that we need to improve on still? Or are you happy with what we've got going into the dog days of summer?
So you have enough options. We know that AAA has guys that can pitch. Darius Vines, Alan Winans, Dylan Dodd, A.J. Smith-Shawver. The thing to me to watch is going to be, how do you make sure you give enough rest to some of these major league starters so they can make it all season? You have Ronaldo Lopez converting from relief to starting. When he was a starter, he threw 180-plus innings. He's been a reliever the last three, and he threw 65 or 66 innings every year. You have to pace him a little bit. He probably can't go over 120. Chris Sale threw 100 last year because of injury. He probably can't go above 150. And Atlanta's done a really good job of building in rest days, finding a time to call up an extra guy back-to-back that it defines an Elder to push everyone back a little bit. So what I want to see is Atlanta find some ways to work more of that minor league depth in so that you're throwing Lopez once a week. You know, you're throwing Chris Sale once a week, and you don't have to burn them out in July and in August, because you want, the goal is to have them available for October, especially because you're not going to have Spencer Strider.
Those are the type of numbers. See, my dad used to always say baseball is a numbers game. You really have to really dive into it. And things like that is the key of going through this marathon that is a baseball season. You got to think about the long term, not the short term. 404-726-0929. Lindsey Crosby joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline right now. So we have not had our all-star catcher all year long as well. Where are we at with him, and when can we see Sean Murphy? When should we expect to see Sean Murphy back with the Braves?
So we've got some good news on this. And I talked to a sports medicine doctor right after the injury happened, and he talked about the issue with returning from an oblique injury is not catching. It's the swinging of a bat.
And right, the torque.
And he likes to go all out every single swing. He takes G-hacks more than anybody else. But what's great is, he's been swinging a bat. He's been hitting off a tee. He's done it on back-to-back days. And that's really the last milestone in the rehab before he can start working on actually getting into games. So depending on if they want a rehab stint or not, I could see it as soon as a week, or it could be something where maybe they push it out 2 weeks or 3 weeks just to be safe. But Atlanta feels like they're going to take their time with this. Travis d'Arnaud is hitting really well. He's second on the team in home runs right now. Chadwick Tromp is holding his own as the second catcher. And so they're going to slow play this. I think at best it's a week from now, but you're probably looking at two or three.
All right. Good news on the return front of Sean Murphy. He can take his time, like you said, because d'Arnaud, you know, really, you know, started really hot. He's been nights where he can hit multiple home runs. It was a game a couple weeks ago where he hit three in one night. So the Braves do have the pleasure and the just abundance of having several catchers that can go in and handle the assignments for him. Talk to me about Ronald Acuna Jr. We know he's got the steals going on and his batting average is okay, but why is his power numbers down so much?
So one of the big things that I've noticed is how teams have adjusted to Ronald Acuna Jr. In the playoffs last year, Philly really liked to attack him with elevated fastballs. He saw more four-seam fastballs up in the zone against Philly than he did in any other series last year. And if you watch, that's been where they've been getting him. You've always thrown Ronald Acuña Jr. inside, right? But then after that, the goal was to drop something, a breaking pitch off the plate, see if he would chase. And the big change last year was he just would not chase and he would not strike out.
Yeah, he has one of the best eyes in all of baseball. Would you agree?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the best batter's eyes, if not the best. It was the biggest single-season strikeout rate reduction in the last 25 years for Ronald Acuña Jr. last year. But the difference this year, they're elevating the fastball on him, and he's not quite catching up to it. Now, this weekend, he had some hard-hit balls. He had one on Saturday that was 110 miles an hour on a fastball. His home run he hit was on a fastball. So he's doing better at recognizing those. I feel like he's this close to everything clicking and him understanding this is how I have to take advantage of what they're doing and then make them adjust again. I think he's that close.
I agree with you on that. And I also was talking to one of my co-hosts here at Sports Radio 99 Game, Chris Thomas, and we were talking about what's going on with the Braves. Remember this. We're just getting into May. As the season heats up, as the weather gets warmer, those balls start to fly a little more. They catch up to the fastballs, and we get things like that. I mean, going out to Seattle on the early part of this season was not something that the guys were enjoying. It was rather cold out there. I know they got a little bit better better weather in L.A., but when the season gets warmer, the bats always – and that happens all around Major League Baseball. Home runs just get more abundant. Join now on the WadeFord.com hotline with Lindsey Crosby. Catch him on the X at Crosby Baseball as we're talking Atlanta Braves. So Chris Sale will get a chance to face his former team this week coming up. He is on – is he going to get a chance to start? I'm not sure, but I know – I saw you put the starters out for Tuesday. Will he get a chance to see them?
Yes, it's Rodolfo Lopez on Tuesday. Chris Sale is on Wednesday. This will be the first time, obviously, he's faced Boston since he left. It's also the return of Vaughn Grissom, who we traded away to get Chris Sale. He was activated over the weekend, went 1-for-8. So we get Chris Sale versus Vaughn Grissom on Wednesday.
Yeah, we won that trade, but that's okay.
I love Vaughn Grissom. He's a wonderful young man. I talked to him. He's a great kid. I'm happy we have Chris Sale, and I feel like that's a better choice for our roster than Vaughn Grissom.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. That's only a two-game series. Who do we have following the Red Sox?
So it's really odd. You play two games at home against the Red Sox. You go to New York for a three-game series against the Mets, and then after that, you come home for the Cubs, you come home for the Padres. You've gotten past the part of the schedule where you're playing some of the easier teams. You played Miami twice. You played the White Sox. You're in this part of it now where you're playing contenders. The Mets, winning record, third in the division. Cubs, winning record, second in the division. You've got to pick it up a little bit here. Padres, second in the division, one game below 500, and just got a new DH in Luis Arraez.
So, yeah. Miami Marlins just giving people away. Yeah, I know.
It was not a great trade package from them, but it also makes you wonder, is there an opening there for Atlanta to go in and maybe get a starting pitcher if they decide to do that?
Okay, I like that perspective. So, yeah, you know, the Braves did have a very, you know, lighter schedule to start here, but we did what we were supposed to do. We won pretty much every series, and now we are starting to see these contending teams as we take on, like you said, the Cubs and the Mets and things like that. So over the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will really see and hopefully see the Braves – you know, make a statement that they are the front runner or one of the main contenders for, you know, the National League pennant. And we'll have to sit back and wait to see what happens. And, you know, I'll have you back on with me, Lindsey, as often as you are available. But before I get you out of here, I got to give you a chance to talk about what's going on with your Auburn Tigers. Go War Eagle, as the World Series of College Baseball and playoffs and things like that are right around the corner.
Yeah, the Auburn Tigers playing Ole Miss this weekend. They dropped the series. They are officially eliminated from the SEC tournament.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it is going to be, they're going to finish either last or next to last in the SEC. It's a tough call there. And honestly, my attention is going to have to move on to the Atlanta Falcons at this point.
Okay. And then I guess, you know, is War Eagle your college football team as well?
That is, yes. Yeah. I got my MBA from Auburn, and I married a young lady whose parents taught at the university. So I am a Auburn fan at heart. Yes.
Okay. All right. What's their perspective looking for in 2024?
They brought in a lot of pieces. Number one wide receiver out of the portal, out of Penn State. They brought in a bunch of defensive linemen and pass rushers. And so the talent accumulation has been really good. Questions are going to be down to the quarterback. Peyton Thorne, transfer from Michigan State, really struggled last year, especially on the road and especially against rated teams. They went out and got 3 5-star receivers to add to this wide receiver room around him. So if he can take a leap in that final year of college football before he either goes pro or becomes, you know, an insurance salesman or whatever he's going to do, the question is going to be, if he can get better, what can this team do as far as a ceiling? But they've got to figure out, they've got to get Peyton Thorne comfortable under center, because he was not last year, and they underachieved because of it.
Look, down there in Tuscaloosa, there's a changing of the guard. So that means the Iron Bowl, you know, it's time for War Eagle to take claim to the Iron Bowl for the next couple of years, right? That's the hope anyway, right?
Yeah, we have very low expectations for that new staff that came into Tuscaloosa.
That's right.
Yeah. They have very high expectations. And I really honestly think this is Auburn's year to take over the state of Alabama.
They're right for the pick, and they are right for the pick. And, Lindsay, you know how much I appreciate you, man. Let's see what these Braves can do as the competition gets stiff with the Red Sox coming in and then their trip up to Citibank Field. I'll be in touch, but you have a good one. If you're out there, you know, if you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, anything like that, make sure you have a safe time.
Yeah, we definitely, the driver's coming. No worries there.
Got it. Appreciate it. Make sure you follow him on the X at Crosby Baseball. And that's my guy, Lindsey Crosby. Okay, we're going to hit to a break. When we come back, I told my man Miles, I didn't give him a heads up on this because we hadn't talked, but Miles' moment is up next. Let's see what he brings up as we continue along here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. It's Sports Radio 929 The Game, and we're all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.